Get your glasses ready, because it's time for the Champagne Diaries podcast with Lindsay and Courtney.
Hey guys, and welcome to the Champagne Diaries podcast. This is Lindsay, and sitting across from me is my friend I'm so proud of, Courtney.
What is up, everybody?
Hey guys, joining us in studio to kick off Pride Month is our good friend Teddy. Hi.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
It's always so fun, Courtney, when we have a guest on. Like, at first they're a little timid, then by the end I feel like they're
don't worry, it's just gonna flow. He's also wearing the most amazing tank top right now with Deadpool riding a unicorn that has a rainbow shooting out of his ass.
It's I love it.
Amazing.
And he has this amazing fan that he brought, because you never know, sometimes the studio gets a little warm.
Yeah, I mean, it is a little, it's just a little warm.
And if you think we're throwing shade, go ahead and bring her out and be like, listen, Lindsay and Courtney, read the fan.
Well, if you didn't know, if you were living under a rock somewhere in, I don't know, a state that doesn't have a rainbow flag flying high this month, we are in Pride Month. So
it's my favorite month.
Yeah.
Besides December, because Christmas and my birthday. But I love me some Pride Month. So
it is. It is. And it's evolved so much. I know in our lifetime, mm-hmm. it's come so far. I think it was like a day. Maybe I don't even know if they even mm-hmm. talked about it when I was younger. But now we've given a month. I know they make those memes and jokes that like a lot of your like, you know, big
corporations
are using
it. But it's
it.
True. And honestly, it's probably coming from the gay community because they know better. And it's like the same thing with, honestly, when Black Lives Matter happened, that all of a sudden you see these like corporations come out of the woodworks and they're like, we support you, we're all here for you. And you're like,
it takes all of us. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're like, where's that coming from? Because I didn't really feel that vibe from you before. But like now it's like the thing. Like,
yeah. Thanks for your black square.
Yeah. Thank you for your black square. And like same thing with Pride Month. It's just like literally Red Lobster had a rainbow over their Cheddar Bay biscuits. And we're just like, is this what we're doing?
Yeah. I mean, everything. I like right now I know. The Giants, the New York Giants, like their logo has changed to like the rainbow. Everything is done just to like get money out of you.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You know, they do that. I mean, it's the same thing with October with breast cancer awareness mm-hmm. month. Yeah. It's just a corporation just trying to like appease to the audience. Mm-hmm. That's all.
But it's got to be like, I'm sure, because I mean, I think I'm not in a minority and I don't know, and both of you are like, it's got to be a little insulting because, yes, you want the merchandise because it's awesome. But then you're like, yeah, where are you the rest of the year when we need
exactly.
you?
Exactly. I think it's one of those things where we know who's really about that life and we know who really isn't. Like, I mean, Nike's always been about that life. Like, it wasn't like something new. So I was like, yeah, I believe it when Nike says it. When freaking the conservatives are out here tweeting happy Pride Month, like,
Chick-fil-A,
it's just like,
come and had it.
Chick-fil-A has no, stood they firm. They're like, y'all already know the vibes there.
Like,
they're like, they already know. They're like, you know what you're eating here. I'm like, ugh.
But
seeing conservatives be, and not to say that there aren't gays to conservatives, because they are, but it's just like your party is not really meeting the standards of what you're trying to, you know, say that you support, because at the same time they're still taking funding away from trans women and not giving them, like, you know, the right not medication, but just like the right
benefits. And even, you know, the same ones are the ones that don't want the gays to marry. And mm-hmm. like, I mean, there's still states that are trying to abolish this law.
Right.
But at the same time, it's also like, yeah, it's very hypocritical. But at the same time, it's also great to see, you know, it's also kind of like a, like, y'all gonna see us for this month, so enjoy.
Yeah, right.
Kind of thing. It's like, if you don't want to see it, it's kind of like fun that you have to see it. Like, it's getting thrown in your face a little bit, but like the people who are really truly like doing it from like, you know, a genuine place, I'm sure Teddy knows. Like, you know what businesses and what people ride for you.
And I think it's good to see some businesses come out and do it, because maybe it's educating somebody in that mm-hmm. corporate America that had no idea, right. like, what it is.
Oh. It's visibility. It is visibility. I mean, it's a double-edged sword, because it's like, you know, you complain about the actual intentions of what people exactly. are gaining, mm-hmm. the people behind it, or what they're gaining. But for other people to just see that it's okay mm-hmm. or to normalize it, is it like... still impactful.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like you want to have the representation, you want to have the visibility, but a corporation at the end of the day is still just gonna
exactly
yeah, no matter what, they're yeah. here to get
but
money.
But also I'm like, for those corporations, if you want to put like those rainbow flags, like back it up, like put some money where your mouth yeah. is, like yeah. start supporting these organizations that cater to, you know, the LGBTQ community, and like make sure there's housing for people who get thrown yeah. out. Support like the Trevor Project, and that way you get, okay, you actually care about what you're actually promoting. Don't just put a rainbow flag and then just think that that's your support. Like, no, you have to do more. And like you said, even with the breast cancer awareness, everything's pink, and then you're like, okay, well, where are the proceeds? Are there yeah, proceeds are we giving going money to something? Actually support these women who actually have women and men who actually have breast cancer, or like just treatment, or even like research on it? Like, yeah. where are these things? Are you just making money off of something yeah. like this?
A little bow that we put on something for mm-hmm. the month. Now, me and Courtney have a few years on you, not by much, but how was, because I know us growing up, like, it was a more taboo topic. Like, mm-hmm. you know, Ellen was one of the first gay characters. Will and mm-hmm. Grace was, like, on mm-hmm. earth shattering mm-hmm. in my day to, like, see that. How was it being a little bit younger? I mean, it still has been a rough road, but how's it being younger in the community been?
I mean... I feel like my experience is a little different just because, like, I grew up in New York. Mm-hmm. So, like, I had a way more open it was way more visible of seeing gay people, especially seeing that Pride is, like, a thing. Mm-hmm. That's, like, in New York, like, one of the prides, like, mm-hmm. people travel, like, to just go to. I don't know. I feel like it was way more, it was still taboo, but it was more, they were still becoming more visibility. Mm-hmm. I had friends and, whose parents were gay. So, you know, people who had two moms or two dads. Well, no, I wouldn't say two dads. I didn't see anybody with two dads. In like elementary school. But in middle school, I definitely seen people had two moms. It was good. It was good.
How old were you when you knew that, like, okay, it's not just girls?
Probably somewhere like middle school.
Mm-hmm. I think so. You're, when everyone's having their sexual yeah. awakening,
exactly.
yeah,
it's when everyone is realizing that they actually like
one or the other, someone. Or both, or whoever.
No, like
they
actually
want.
Like have feelings towards someone. Yes, you know, you can you're actually little, developing you like, those
yeah things.
Feelings. So
right, but I mean, like me growing up in New York, and I grew up in the hood, so it was like. And I was very an effeminate child. Mm-hmm. So people always were calling me gay before, like...
You even knew.
Realized it.
Right. It was always like a... Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. Like,
what is
like,
it?
Right. And they're like, are you gay? And I'm like, no. Like, why? What are you... Like, I just like... Like, why is it that I can't, you know, like... Destiny Child just makes good music. Like,
yeah,
why can't
exactly.
I like those
yeah.
songs? Like, why can't I just...
Like, good clothes. Like, yeah. why yeah. can't I actually wear moisturizer? Like, why can't
right.
I...
Right, like, why is grooming, like, a bad
strictly
thing?
Strictly for girls.
Yeah. So, like, I always struggled with liking both mm-hmm. or being open about it. But I was still like, oh, I'm an ally. Like,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm not one.
I'm here for you.
Right, but I'm here, you know, I have friends that, you know, that were gay, classmates that were gay, and it would be like, you know, sticking up for them kind of a thing.
Right.
But not like, not me.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing that a lot of people don't understand and judge is that it takes everyone is on their own journey. Me and Courtney are on our own journey to figure out who we want to be with. You're on your own journey. And if you didn't know at the age of 10 that you were bisexual or gay or that you were a transgender, that's okay. Like, you're trying to figure it out. This world's crazy, and it's okay that you didn't know. It doesn't make you any less of something or that you were ashamed of something. And you're just, we're all trying to figure it out.
Yeah, you're just not sure. I remember in high school, and I've told this story on this podcast before, but there was a guy on my dance team that everyone just assumed gay, and like in my own like ignorance, I thought he was gay as well. And one day, like my friends were like, "Oh, he wants to ask you out," and I was like, "Me?" I'm like, "Well, like, isn't he gay?" And like everyone's like, "I guess not. Like, girl, like go for it." And like I dated him for like a couple like weeks and stuff in high school, but like it was even like my own ignorance just going like assuming that he is, and I do think that he is bisexual to this day, but it was just like one of those things that there was nothing that like he wasn't like dating anyone in my high school or anything to make me think he was gay. It was just like he was on my dance team and like he would twerk. And like I was like, I don't know. I was like, is he not? But like I'm just so proud of myself for being like, you know what, giving like even though like he would like come off like as a more effeminate male, that I was just like so willing to like, because I'm like, I did genuinely like him like as a person. He was fine. Yeah, green eyes. I was like, I'm proud of myself for being like, okay, like if he likes me, like I find him attractive, like why not? Like, just go for it. And like, we are on the same dance team and we have the same friends. Like this other stuff you would typically look for in a guy in high school, like same friend group, like hangs out. We do the same things after school. But like at the same time, he was just like more of a more feminine male. And I was like, okay, like, why not? Like, I mean, like, I had this preconceived notion of him, but I was like, also, like, if he's not, then I trust him and I'll date him. Now, you consider yourself, you identify as bisexual, correct, Teddy?
Yes. I mean, you know, as a normal statement, I guess, if just, like, someone was to ask me in passing, I would just say, like, oh, yeah, I'm bi. But I would say I would more so be pansexual.
Yeah. No, identify like as you want to. I completely agree with that. Sexuality is so fluid lately. Like, it's just...
And do you want to explain what that means for people that are a little more non-understanding?
Yeah, so pansexual basically just means that however someone else identifies doesn't matter to me. If I like you, I like you.
Mm-hmm. And I was talking to a fellow coworker that me and Teddy have. Teddy works with all of us. That I said, you know, I wish that I didn't grow up in a closed-minded way that I did, because I think that I wish I had that in like me, that I could like someone just for the vibe they give off, the energy. And I think that that's such a cool thing that like the younger generation is experiencing without having those like preconceived notions built up.
And I don't think, like, I feel like if you could, if you wanted to, you would. I just think that it's just like it's just something that you're born with, like it's born.
Or you just haven't met that person.
Or exactly, or you may just be surprised and meet someone who is like, you know, that you find attractive, that you don't conventionally find attractive, like it, whether they're the opposite sex or they may have been another sex at one time and is trans or something. So you just never know.
But I think that that's such a healthy way to look at dating and look at relationships, just to find someone without there being the stereotypical a male, female, this, that. Like just looking at someone and like a person and seeing them for who they are. And that's how we become more inclusive of everybody, is just to look at somebody and say, I like you for these reasons, not because of what you were born with or who you are. And
or like how, you know, everybody around me would think that I'm supposed to be with, or what society says that I'm supposed to be with. I think that, like, I mean, that is like true. I would say it is true love. Like, I mean, some people are fortunate to, you know, have met somebody at 15 or high school sweethearts, and they've been married for 50, 60 years, and they, you know, had, you know, a full, like, lifetime together. But I think that, you know, other people, it's just, like, it's harder for them to have that experience with, I don't know where I'm trying to go with this, but I just feel like it's easier to, I don't know where I'm going with that.
I feel like you're like, it's like,
it's one thing.
Yeah, like it's just one thing if you find that person like you're supposed to be with. Like, but when you become older, it just doesn't really make sense to close yourself off to, you know, certain people just because you don't think that it's supposed to be right. You know what I mean? We don't have enough time, I feel like, to just be, you know, nitpicking everything. You should just truly see a person that you vibe with no matter what, like, you know.
Yeah, what it is.
What and the world tries to tell you it's supposed to be. If you just connect with that person, life is short. Like, if you connect with that person, if you feel like this could be your person, then you should go for it no matter what anyone in this world has to say for it. Because you don't, like you said, you don't have the time. Like, I'm in my 30s. Like, I didn't get that high school love even now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's more about like finding a connection and just whatever time left we have, just being with someone that genuinely makes you happy. And whether they're a woman, whether they're a male, whether whatever they are, they identify as, you should just be with them.
Right. Yeah. I mean, like Niecy Nash was married like 2 times already.
Mm-hmm.
And she just got married for a 3rd time to a woman. And she says that this is like the greatest love of her life.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like in her 50s.
Exactly. Good for her. That's our goal. We can find love in 50s.
You know, right. But it was like, and it wasn't until it took her 50 years to get
to that find, point. Yeah, to get her thing. And now do you think, in my nativity of the whole thing, I've heard, and I could be wrong, that in the, you know, the LGBTQ community, that the bisexual one is judged a little bit harder. Is that true, or is that kind of stigma gone away?
I would say yes. I would say that every part of the spectrum has their own phobias or biases. Other people within the community kind of being judgmental. But a lot of people feel like bisexuality is being greedy or being lukewarm. It's like, you know, you have to pick a side or, you know, everything has to be so black and white. Where I feel like being bisexual, pansexual, open to more than one gender-identifying person, it just like changes it.
Yeah. And I think that that's a good, I mean, you know, we're in the heterosexual norm over here, and like then that you have the gay, and then you, I feel like it is like everyone should be able to, and we should, no one should judge what the other person feels. And I think that in a way we're all kind of pansexual. Like, we all need to find the person that we want to be with. It shouldn't matter what it is, and we shouldn't judge people based on how they feel. If you want to like men this week and next week, you know, we had, when we had Brendan Jordan on, sometimes he identifies as a he and then sometimes a she, and that's okay. Like, that's, you're figuring yourself out as you go, and if that's that what you're, what you feel and how you feel and express yourself, I'm all about it, because you know, we, no one should have to be conformed to a box, you know. I grew up in a world of very, I went to private school where it was a box. You were put in this box, and this is the box you live in. And you know, I tried to break the mold. I didn't understand why you had to be a virgin until you were married and all these things. And I think that we just need to let people figure out their own mold.
Yeah, I think
not hurting
every day,
you,
like we talk about, I feel like every day we realize like these things, that these society norms, these things that we put in place, they're kind of getting like myth busted like every day, like these things that they tried to tell us that we needed to do, or our parents or our families or our older generations try to tell us like this is the way that it needs to be, is continuously like being like discredited. Because, you know, you can have a happy life with someone of the same sex or the opposite sex, or you can have, you know, sex with somebody on the first date and then marry them. Like, yeah. you can't, all you can these, like, social partners. Norms that they try to make, that they try to, you know, instill on us. It yeah, just, they try to, just, like, exactly.
It's a way to, you know, that they were taught and mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. Their parents before them were taught and the mm-hmm. parents before them were taught. But the, what do you call it, as time goes by, as generations grow, they just learn to question a little bit more, mm-hmm. Figure out what went wrong and try to do better. Mm-hmm. And then people try to just express the way that they, you know, really want to feel. I mean, I think that, you know, having technology, social media, mm-hmm. having again, like I was saying earlier, just the visibility of seeing things, then people think that, oh, okay, I can do this too. Mm-hmm. Then it makes it that much more okay mm-hmm. because they, sometimes people can't dream mm-hmm. as big as they think that they might be able yeah. to, but being able to see something like on TV, on a show, gives them like, oh, okay, like, yeah, that's normal. That's
I relate to that. Yeah. Like, I remember being a kid and like Oprah did that On the Down Low thing and it was like this big scandal that there was men that wanted to have sex with men and it was like a thing. And I feel like now we look back on that and kind of laugh. Like, it's yeah. just like we push these men into these social norms. You have to get married. You have to have a family. You have to have a good job. And we saw so many marriages crumble. I mean, mm-hmm. the divorce rate, if you look back, was so much higher. Now I feel like we're letting people decide who you want to be with. You don't have to marry Joe Smo you met in high school because mm-hmm. your family says that's what you're supposed to do. I am a product of that. I got married very young because that's what you did. You went to private school, you went to college, you got married. And that didn't work out because I was like, wait, why are we doing this? There's no point yeah. to this.
My sister married her high school sweetheart and it didn't work out either. Like,
because we didn't find ourselves. I wouldn't be exactly. who I am today mm-hmm. had that not experience not happened for me. But I'm so happy with who I am. Yes, I'm single, but I'm so happy with who I am. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm happy that I didn't stay in that repetitive norm and raise my kids in that same way that this is what you do, because it's not okay to tell mm-hmm. your kids, like, you grow up, you do this, you get married. It's okay to say, hey, figure your life out. Like, wherever you go, I'm going to support you. Yeah. Was your family very supportive of your life and growing up?
Yeah, I mean, being that I never really, like, said anything outright, it mm-hmm. was always just, like, implied, like, you know, it's okay if you, and I'm like, mm-hmm. no, like, I'm yeah, not, I'm you good. Know, right, like, I'm fine, like, you're, you know, keep that energy somewhere else, yeah, like, I didn't come out until 2015, and I did it on a Facebook post.
Wow.
And, yeah, so, like, I didn't really, like, you know, say anything up until that point until gay marriage had got approved and mm-hmm. it was like I can get married to whoever mm-hmm. yeah. I want to but they were all supportive
and that's yeah. difficult sometimes because I'm like it especially when it comes to like the African American community mm-hmm. or different even like in different cultures in itself. Just coming out, I come from an island family and my family was like never like that's wrong, like but like you know
what, you know the you vibe know. You get from right. your
yeah like other you're like you your can family. Tell like my uncle wouldn't take a pink plate like on our birthday yeah. like type shit like
oh, yeah. it's I had, like I had those
because they have
members.
Those like yeah. these preconceived oh, yeah. notions yeah. about like especially when it comes to like those islands or like especially culturally enriched families because like family is so big and they don't think that you can like carry on the legacy of mm-hmm, that person mm-hmm, if mm-hmm. you were with another man or you never. You know, like, and my family never taught me, like, it was wrong. They were just like, oh, it's not us. Like, we're not. Like,
we don't
and, I was just always, like, glad that my mom was always, like, very open and letting us, like, you know, and it's not like we showed, like, signs or anything. Like, none of us are, that I know of, to my acknowledgement, that are in the LGBTQ community, but we still like are strong allies. And my mom has gone to drag shows with me and she's always been like, you love people like yeah. no matter what, like your friends, like you're not gonna disown your friends because you think like it, everyone is like in their right however they feel they should be is who you love them for. And like, I'm just blessed, especially because she grew up with such a different right. environment, and even being surrounded with that, she just made sure to always tell us, you know, whatever you hear from them, don't worry about what they're saying. Like when it comes to like my family, my grandma, my grandpa, things like that, she was like, you love people like no matter what. Yeah. And then she was like, if you are, I support you when if like no matter what. But like I also support your friends and your and people that you love, like because I do have like tons of friends who are in the LGBTQ plus community. And she's always been super welcoming to them, but I just know that it's like really hard when it comes to like those cultural, those heavy cultures.
Yeah. But I think the same thing with my mom. Like, I mean, I think growing up when I was just like, well, mom, the Bible says this, and according to you, like, why? And my mom was, I think as I've gotten older, they've changed a lot, which I'm like proud. Like, I feel like they broke the mold raising me and being my opinion, being opinionated. And now my mom is very like, I love everyone. Like, I mean, she's always, my mom is the sweetest woman. Like, I love everyone for whatever they believe. But I think that that's like, I've got to watch my parents kind of get educated too and kind of learn. And my dad still is a little freaked out at times. And that's just like his old school raised in like the woods, you know, thing where he's just like, oh man, it's on TV. And I don't know if I would watch a show with a bunch of gay characters, but I get it. And I'm like, okay, dad, like we've come a long way. Like,
yeah, and there's like straight men who watch RuPaul's Drag Race now, like with their like a family setting. Yeah. And they're like, it's fucking competition show when they're killing it. Like
my fraternity brothers, actually, I'm in a music fraternity. And it was like a huge thing because a lot of our brothers are gay. And, for the years that I was in school, it was like, you know, whatever day it came on, it was a Friday night or a Monday night, whatever, like, we would just, like, gather around and watch Drag Race.
That's awesome. But I also feel like, to Lindsay's point, it makes me, like, inspired and happy for the future because, like, seeing where our parents grew up and them learning and then us taking on the reins and we know, like, you know, everyone should love who they want to love. So when we have children or when we have, you know, whenever, like, my family has kids or my sisters or anything, we teach them the same thing. And then that way we go into life knowing that the future are going to be filled with more accepting, more loving kids as long as you... I mean, yeah, there's some people who are going to teach their kids hate, but, like, I feel
there's always going to be there, but, I mean...
I feel like the more and
it'll
more...
It'll be more, right, there'll be more and more people that are just, like, one of them.
And even knowing you, Teddy, I think that it's, you know, you have the... There's so many different spectrums of people that are, like, all in the gay community. They want everyone to know. Everyone needs to know they're who they are, what they are. I think even meeting you, like, you're not ashamed of it, but you're not overly in someone's face. You're very, like, educational, and you like the newest... cool nail tattoos and the cool clothing, and like you're there but you're not and in your face, and I think that that's a nice thing because it like it gives people the opportunity to feel okay to ask you questions without feeling judged. Like there are some people that are very heavy into the gay community, and when you ask them you kind of feel like you're ignorant because you don't know the answer. And I think that with certain people it's nice that I feel like I can ask you anything and I don't feel like afraid, because I feel like you know it's from a place of love. And I think that it's a nice way to educate, which we've said in all of our things, like the best way when I have questions I ask Courtney out of a place of love. And I think that that's, you know, nice that we got you to come on and talk about it, but we need to know what it's like on the dating apps for you, because we know our side and we know how crazy. So now you're opening the world to male and female. I can't even imagine.
I mean, for me personally, insert whatever desert you want to name.
Sahara Desert over here. Yeah, Sahara, three of a kind over here.
Yeah, any of them. It is very dry on the apps for me. I don't really know how to like navigate them personally, I feel like. I don't know what's like appealing.
Listen, we don't either, and we have a podcast about
you know
it.
What I feel like, are you more of like a meet in real life, like in the wild, like type of, do you do well with that? I say the wild, but like, you know what I mean, like actual social settings, like in the, are you a little bit better at that, or are you just like, I don't even know?
Right, I don't know. I mean, I would say I don't know. I like it. It's I have like no real experience, I guess.
Okay.
I would think I would be better in person because like text
you have a great
can be
personality.
Yeah, like text.
Yeah. Because like honestly, like I'm dry as hell.
Oh no,
like,
what do you do? Like you're fun, like
he almost got the shade fan on.
I almost got that shade. I'm just saying, text is hard to read, but you have an amazing, bubbly, like energetic. Like people want to be around you. Everyone you know wants to be around you, but that doesn't come off in text.
Exactly.
I probably come off real crazy and sarcastic, and then you meet me, I am a little bit, but I'm also, like, a little bit more.
I'm torn, because, like, people find me, like, intimidating when they first meet me, but also, like, I'm really fun and, like, outgoing when they get to. So I always thought, like, I was like, okay, I was like, apps will be good for me because, like, but, like, I guess my, even my opening lines are, like, intimidating. Because
I mean,
like,
I just try to lead with, like, hey.
But then they get mad if you just lead with, hey. So I'm like, exactly. I give up.
Or I'm like, I used to do what's up, like W-A-S-S-U-P. But then I felt like that was like too informal, even though I'm trying to be like, cause it's not like, you know what I mean? So then I started writing what's up to see if like, you know, for the grammatically correct, like, you know, if that like
I can't have those in my life.
I know. I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm just throwing things.
Now, here's a dumb, ignorant question. On Bumble, if you've used Bumble.
I have.
Okay. I know ours, it's the girl has to speak to the guy. How does that work? Who gets to talk first? Whoever swipes?
Right. I mean, I still have swipes, but I don't think I've made a connection.
I'm like, yeah, who gets to talk first? If it's
I think it's still like
male to
Hawkins.
Male or yeah, if it's who gets to be the one to initiate.
Yeah,
it.
That's true.
I'm very intrigued. I'm like, how does it work? Because I know for us it's pretty blatant. Mm-hmm. We message them. But I guess if you're on there as someone who's into male and female, I guess you would probably get to be the one to open the conversation door.
I mean, no, I think with Bumble, it still would just be like the same.
They have to open the conversation because you're swiping on them.
Right.
That makes sense. And if it's a match.
Oh, yeah. Whoever gets the actual match is the person. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
Okay. I can get behind that. Because I'm like, how do they do it on the flip side? If you know.
Right.
So, but yeah, no, the apps are crazy. And I think my biggest thing now is I get on there. I'm like, when do you want to meet? Like, I don't even like three questions. And I'm like, when are we going to meet? And they're like, and I'm like, yeah, this isn't going to work for me. Like, I don't got time. I have very limited time and I need to meet you. I have one tonight. We'll see how it goes. But I think I scared the crap out of him because it was like back and forth for 2 days. I'm like, can we meet Sunday? I only have Sunday off this week. I can meet you at 7:30 at this restaurant. And he was like, yeah. Okay. I guess that'll work. I don't know the correct way to do them anymore.
I feel like I just like I'm a bad interviewee. Like I have no. It's so dry. I don't know how to make.
It's your year though. Everyone's coming out of being locked up. It's like Kate. We see it.
That's what
the
I said. But I also like. I mean, I have attempted. Summer. Right. I'm like, but I feel like I've been, you know, going at it for a while, and I'm like, maybe if I just like take a break and like delete everything. Besides the fact that I got deleted off of Tinder.
Yeah, how did that happen? Because we don't
still, again, I don't know how it happened.
We don't like
I
just them like, anyways.
Like, I literally just say what's up to people, so I don't know
right,
how.
Like I usually try to take breaks from them because it's like, okay, I'll go on and then it's like, I'm just like, you know, responding to blank profiles or like, you know, either people might like read messages and then like never respond or like, you know, maybe they swiped right by accident. So then when they do match, like, I send a message. It's like, oh, I don't want this. Either way, I like try to take breaks from them.
Yeah.
So then like a couple months ago, I was like, okay, fine. Like, you know, it's a new year. Might as well like, you know, try to. And I had got a new phone to like, you know, I wanted to change all of the apps over. And I got on Tinder and it said that I had been like I couldn't log in. And then I like sent a message to them and then it said that it was like I was blocked from Tinder for violating their terms of agreement. And I'm like, I had maybe been in the app maybe four months prior. I'm like, I never used this app. Like, how did I violate the term? And I'm like, and I post, like, I won't say crazy stuff, but, like, you know, some stuff that may be inappropriate on Facebook or, like Twitter or whatever, right? Yeah. Like, and memes or something like that that are, you know, right, that would be questionable, like, that, you know, if brought up by, like, an employer or, like, you know, family member, I would be, like, you know, bashful about. But I'm like, I never use this thing.
Like, I don't. You're sending wild ass dick pics. Right? No,
like, this
is
not happening. I'm like, I don't know how this happened. I tried, like, messaging. They have, like, no way to, like,
communicate with them.
They have ways to communicate with them, but there's no way to rectify it. Like, once you, like,
but they'll definitely serve you some papers. They got no problem doing that.
They have blocked it completely. I've tried to, like, message them on Twitter of, like, hey, like, you know, this is a misunderstanding, like, please
release me.
Yeah, like, you know, I just want to, like, try to talk to somebody.
Yeah, get me,
like,
out of this dry spell.
Like, yeah.
Well, there's better apps out there. We're not, we're not fans.
We're not fans. We're not fans.
I've never been on it.
Or Match.com.
Yeah, well, well, I did Match a long time ago. Didn't like that either. He got married. Go figure. But yeah, I know it's a, I mean, I can't imagine just, you know, being out there. And I just feel like, too, if you, I don't know if you want to be in a long-term relationship or if you want a relationship or what you want, but I think, too, that, you know.
I just want, like, you know, whatever, you know.
To experience and see where it goes.
Yeah, I haven't, like, been in a long-term relationship before, but I'm not, like, opposed to being in a long-term relationship. Yeah, to, like, you know, I don't know. I'm down to, I'm down for whatever, I guess. I don't know.
You can come join us in our Hot Girl Summer this year.
Yeah,
and then
please,
we're saying that we have to find someone by fall, and if not, we're packing fall in. We're just going to do a lot of more fun shit and, like, watch movies and go look at Christmas lights and celebrate Halloween. And then come January, our, we'll try again. Wait, it's not by October, it's packed.
It's like, we're to the cutoff. No one wants to claim us by fall. Then we're just going to have, like, a fall girl. What is it? Just a fall. I don't even know how to say
our fall harvest of friendships. Yes.
It's going to be just straight fall activities, just us, like, by ourselves. We are not locking it down for fall.
And you know what? If someone comes around, sorry, it's fall. We're blocked. Come back in January.
Exactly. Yep, we're shut down for the season.
Bring that A game back.
It was only seasonal. Yeah, yeah, it was just it was seasonal employment.
That's what we are. We are seasonal daters now. We live in a seasonal community. I'm now a seasonal dater. You can get me during the summer months. After that, ship's closed.
I'm too busy. Half my family's born after October anyways. I got a million
it's
birthday
football
parties
season.
Ago.
I've got Sundays completely blocked off. Mondays, Thursdays.
We got to go to the new Avengers Land and Disney. We already talked about that. We got to, you know. So who is your inspiration, would you say, in, like, the community? Do you have one? Do you have, like, a celebrity that you can't get enough of? Because, you know, we love our pop culture here.
Right. I mean, yeah, like, I'm trying to think of somebody, that, like, as a, like, young kid that I really looked up to. I mean, RuPaul was always there, but, like, I don't know if I truly looked up to him in the way that, because of how young I was when everything was happening. Yeah, it wasn't Ellen.
You're like, it wasn't Ellen. Be your own inspiration.
I don't know. I mean, okay, right now I really love, like, MJ Rodriguez from Pose.
Yes.
Shea Coulee is a drag queen. Naomi Smalls. Money Exchange. I'm just naming off people from RuPaul's Drag Race. At this point. But,
as you should.
I would say, yeah, like, RuPaul's Drag Race as a show has definitely been, like, an inspiration of, like, trying to, of seeing people that, like, look like me doing stuff. And just being openly, just, like, open.
Being themselves.
Right. And being, like, at peak femininity, which was, like, so, I was so, like, bashed for as a kid. Because of growing up in, like, such a, like tough environment. Like the hood is like, I don't know. I wouldn't say that it's like peak masculinity, but it's like it's very.
It's
aggressive,
rough.
Like it's just rough. So like, you know,
there's not room for that.
Then. Right, like even the girls are tough. You know what I mean? Like everybody is just like, it's just a real like, you know,
it's gritty.
DMX kind of like, you know what I mean? So yeah, like it. To just like see people like be on TV and be
have
like,
have you watched Legendary on HBO?
Oh my. Okay, so listen, I was gonna post this on Facebook the other day. Or, like, this weekend, because it's, like, you know.
Yeah.
I just, like, started watching it because I follow Monet Exchange and Bob, the drag queen, on Patreon. And they do Sibling Watchery. And they've been watching Legendary. So now I've been watching Legendary so that I can watch that show.
Not because you listen to Champagne Diaries podcast, and Courtney said, too.
No, because I watched season one and then it was like I had watched a couple episodes, but then it was like, you know, like whatever. But then like they were watching RuPaul's Drag Race. And so like I started watching that. And then because they started watching that, I was like, I can't watch these shows without watching this show.
That's how they get you.
Yeah, exactly. But anyways, love it.
Yeah.
So upset. I mean, can we like support? Like, we.
Why are you talking about Tishi leaving?
Yes.
Oh my God, I'm so mad. Listen, y'all don't know, but my sisters heard me. I was screaming. I'm so dumb with Balenciaga, House of Balenciaga. They supposed to be. I love them.
I love them.
Literally. But literally, they're always at the. They are supposed to be at the bottom.
Yeah, they're at the bottom, and then somehow they just. I mean, but I'm actually over Garcon, to be honest.
Garcon is like
they're. It's just like it's tired. They kind of just like have crept their way. I mean, Balenciaga technically in a way has crept their way into.
But
being
every
in the
time
top,
they have like a singled out category. They have literally won that, and that's the reason they've gotten out of the bottom. Like, whether it be, like, they did the face category and they won,
and
they would have been at the bottom. And then they did, like, I think it was, like, the last time it was, like, the hands. Last episode, they did the hands. And you might have missed that episode because there was two episodes.
Yeah, it was like, right, it was the ice ball and the something else. So they
Were supposed to get, they were supposed to be gone. Like, not gone, but, like, in the bottom. But they won the hands category. So then they, like, got bumped
up.
I'm rooting for House of Mugler now. But I really, really wanted Tishi to
Mugler,
win.
Tishi, like, they just had the best performances. I guess maybe you could argue that they weren't doing like actual voguing.
They were
but
so
the judges
clean.
Are just, I mean, no, right, because they're all like dancers, not necessarily quote unquote voguers, I guess. But also, too, the judging, like, there needs to be actual people from the ballroom community.
Yeah.
More people
than Leomi.
From Leomi and Deshaun.
Yeah. But Deshaun doesn't.
He's a host, right? Yeah. But he's like actually like
He's like a icon in the ballroom community.
But like I mean, Jamila.
Yeah.
No me gusta. I'm not a fan. La Roche, I mean like. It's hit or miss.
I mean, like he's supposed to be there on fashion, and like honestly, if he only judged on fashion, then I don't know. Like then, like maybe it would be acceptable. But he did like, and I love La Roche. Like I've been following Law since before. He's Zendaya, Silas,
Celine Dion,
Jamil, Celine Dion, Mary J. Blige. Like he's like incredible. He got Stylist of the Year just this year. But like, so like I understand. Like if he wanted to like. Just like if they were like heavy focus and on only fashion for him, I'll be fine. But he does have his favorites, and like that's how he votes. Like he's like, I like them, so I'm voting for them, like type thing. And he doesn't really care like what's going on at the moment. But Jamil was the only person who voted Tishi because she wanted them to say. And I was like, that's, I'm like, if we talk about like all the other like. performances they have, which they try to tell you not to focus on. You're supposed to only focus on that.
Right. It was like, I mean, I guess like it, you.
I mean, Simone they lost did the, get eaten up.
Right.
Like,
she did get but it's the fact that they got put in the bottom to begin with.
And it was because of Balenciaga, because they shouldn't have been there.
But also,
too,
the way they voted. I mean, like, they gave them all, like, I mean, they said that there weren't spins there. Yeah. I guess there could have been more spins, like if they just flat out turned into
storm. But they wouldn't have been at the
storm.
Bottom if Balenciaga did not win that comp. That's my issue. I'm like, if they didn't have Balenciaga win what did they win? They won
face
two. It wasn't hands. Yeah, they won face. They won.
It was face and hands. Kalik won both twice back to back.
Yeah, and then that bumped them down. When they were like one of the top teams, but someone had gotten a perfect, who shouldn't have. I think it was Garcon that got like almost a perfect, and they shouldn't have.
Yeah, they got like all these tens, and it was like, yeah, I think LaRoche called it out. He was like, it was real GoFundMe.
Yeah,
or
he was like, y'all giving out tens for what? But I think they gave out tens because they didn't like anybody else's, and they're just ready for
right. I mean, that was the thing too. I mean, and that was just like with this episode, but in general of the show, like the way that they judge like is
it's
very
biased.
Problematic.
Yeah.
Yes.
We got to change that. We got you on there. Would you ever do part of that? Would you ever do
judge
drag,
the
would you,
show?
No, would you ever do drag or ballroom or?
Yeah, I mean, I would love to. Like, I would love to have like a ball for my like 30th birthday. Like, that would be yeah, that would be amazing. Drag, I have not done before, but I mean, I've done like. Everything, all of like basically the elements of doing drag. So, you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
Maybe one day.
What's the future going to hold for you? What do you want to do?
Just like in
like,
life.
Yeah. Like what is, and we know what you're inspired with
right,
your music.
Right.
And
I want to sing. I want to tour. I want to, you know, make music and paint and write and design. I studied fashion design for a little bit because I wanted to do that. I'd love to act. I'd love to have like a Will Smith, Brandy, Moesha moment of like, you know, having
doing
a show. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Doing it all at once. Like, oh yeah, I'm on TV and I'm like.
Yeah, in a movie and
right.
I'm this and I have a clothing line and
yeah.
I have this. Yeah.
Buy me this, buy me that. And I got a doll and I got a this. Yeah, so I mean, you know, I just have to get out of my own way, but yeah, I want to do it all.
Yeah, but I mean, if you look back on your if you look back on your, you know, your childhood and coming here, you've definitely gotten out of your own way so many times before.
Yeah.
So it's in you.
Right. It's like that last what do you call it? The final boss or whatever,
oh, yeah.
Like
yeah,
that last like bing.
Last level,
yeah.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
It's
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And then I'll be like truly elevated. You know, I walk in the lights doing the you know the chimes and all that. Yeah.
This is your Ready Player One.
Exactly. Oh my god, I love that movie.
That is such a good movie and a good book.
Yeah, I never read the book, but the movie was really good.
Did you watch it?
Yeah,
Ready
I've
okay,
seen
it. Yeah, I was
one.
Like, that's
yeah.
Such a good one. There's a sequel. They just came out with the book. Hopefully they'll make the movie.
Oh,
they're talking
will.
About it, yeah.
They will.
So that's good. Well, what are your recommendations? We always love. We did a pop culture, but what are your recs for people to watch or listen to or read or?
Right now, I would say the biggest show that I've like, besides Legendary, which is great, Invincible on Amazon
yes.
Prime is amazing.
Yes, it's crazy.
The first episode alone, like, my jaw was on the floor. Like, I'm like, how did we get here? This was, like, it started off, like, really, I don't want to say cutesy, but, like.
Family-oriented.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
oh,
like you know,
a
typical blah, blah, blah.
Superhero
blah. Right,
story.
Like, you know, I've
yeah.
seen this a bunch of times. I don't want to say I'm not impressed, but. Whelmed like at
yeah.
the like within you know the first like couple minutes, but it just
said
like it,
whelmed. I know you can be overwhelmed, and I know you can be underwhelmed, but can
just,
you just be
just
whelmed?
Yeah, I'm just whelmed.
Teddy's
here.
Like, yeah, you can, and yeah. It's just whelmed.
Just
it's
here.
Like that show that me and you both watched, the one about the plague that you know came. Why can't
oh,
I remember the name of it?
Utopia.
Utopia. Same thing. It started off so like, and then like by the first episode, you're like, what did they just do? But this wasn't a cartoon. That other one came off real cutesy.
Yeah. I mean, I think it also, too, that was a comic that they, it's, you know, yeah, it's the, I mean, they've got great source material. So, but yeah, Invincible. Can't
did
say
you finish
enough.
It,
but, yeah, I watched all 8 episodes.
Yeah, that last episode was insane.
Intense. I mean, like, I needed a drink after. It was a lot. Like, I mean, just like, without spoilers, like, the emotional journey that one has to go through of watching the, like, father-son dynamic of the show was, like, that alone was enough. And then, you know, I got to watch it.
My sister, my sister was like, watched it after me because I was like, okay, I'm just going to sit down and watch the show. And then I was like, whenever I watch a show that I'm like that crazy about, I have to make everyone else watch it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, y'all need to watch it. And then like my sister was on the last episode and she kept like bursting into my room and like, what the? And I'm like, it gets so much worse. Like all I have, like spoiler with no context, just Subway. Just Subway. And I was like, just wait till you get there. Just wait till you get to the Subway part. And then she came and she was like, I was like, yeah. Insane. But yeah, I'm also a big fan of that show. So
other than that, I mean, I've just been watching like a lot of like random things on YouTube, like makeup tutorials, whiskey suggestions. I'm like good really job. All yeah, I'm like all over the place. Like last year it was like a lot of Drag Race and football, and now that we're in like postseason,
I love that for you.
Contrast.
That's literally
that.
I'm like drag, all about that's duality. That's my brand. Drag Race and football.
If you had to put a tagline for Courtney, it'd be Drag Race and football.
So yeah, it's just been like a lot of like Nikki tutorials. Patrick Starr, I've been getting into it lately. I think her
and
name is Jackie Aina.
Yeah,
and then just like. Random men on YouTube talking about like different types of whiskey.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, what do you want to see for the rest of Pride Month? We're so happy you were our first guest for Pride Month.
Thank you. What do I want to see? I would like to see more people being open with their acceptance or being visible with their acceptance. I think it's big for people that are allies to like say it out loud and let other people know where they stand. In the same way that like last year with after George Floyd and like everything that happened afterwards and Breonna Taylor and countless others, but how people were saying more so of Black Lives Matter, and then seeing other people within their lives like that shift of like, oh well, and then you know like, okay,
where
I don't
that
know,
person
right,
stands.
Where I see where I stand. I think it's big for people to say
show
that
your
I am
true
a,
colors. Exactly.
Yeah.
Why hide behind something now? Just own it.
Exactly. So I think for people that are allies to be more open with their allyship and speaking up, even you know outside of Pride with that, but that also yeah, just the people to just like have fun, like it's you know it's summertime, celebrate, you know
it's not that serious. Just let people love.
Yeah, live, let love. What is it? Peace, love, unity, and respect.
It would be such a better place.
Yeah, that I learned that at a festival. But yeah, like those are like true, like you know, good vibes.
Yeah, that's what like we need for this summer. We're coming out of a pandemic. We all need to go out there. That's our plan for the summer. Just good vibes. Lots of alcohol, cute pictures, and good outfits.
Have fun, sanitize.
Yeah.
Make
sure people are vaxxed before you get in there. Yeah.
Vax before you? No, I don't got
it. Get the ass.
Yeah, I was trying to make a
Vax
little.
Vax before ass.
I don't like it.
Yeah. We'll come up with a better one.
Yeah, it's in beta.
Yeah, we'll get there. By fall, we'll have one. Yeah. When we go into hibernation, we got this. I like it. I like being a seasonal dater.
Yeah.
I'm going to add it to my profile this week. I'm a seasonal dater. Clock is ticking. 3 months and counting. TikTok, 3 months and counting. Well, thank you so much for coming on with us, Teddy. We appreciate you. And we'll have you on definitely for a pop culture one because, yeah. We'll get you on. So, and then maybe you can join us when we fly out to California because we're going to Marvel-land. We're getting there.
Oh, yes. I would love that. Never been to the West Coast. The furthest West Coast I've been is Louisiana, New Orleans.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, nice. So I would love to.
Yeah, it might be just like, 24 hour there and back.
That's
we just
fine.
Have to do
yeah,
like
yeah.
one of them.
That
like,
sounds like a, yeah.
like a crazy
Living
girl
my best
summer.
Life, yeah. Yeah. yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Champagne Diaries podcast was produced by Nick Paris. For more information on me, check out my Instagram at NPFL88 and stay tuned for new episodes of the Champagne Diaries podcast each week.